Praise God. This is an honor to be with my brother and sister again. I see this church, as before I said, as a family church. And when Pastor Terry asked me to bring a message, God put in my heart to bring a family. Kind of all the family, we are together. We are body of Christ. As the book of 1 Corinthians talking to us, we are body, and in the body could be one part hurt and rest of the part, it will be shake. And praise God, we are for each other. And God saved us and blessed us. We could bless for anybody in this world around us who God brought to us. Tonight, I want to speak about what we need to do in the hard time in our lives. Because especially in these days, a lot of hard time, people losing their job, people losing family, people, a lot of painful. But because we have God, we could handle it because He's in control. And today's message, my goal is to encourage you. We have our God. And because we have Him, we are not worried. Let's please everybody open the book of James chapter 4. Book of James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city. We will spend a year there. We will buy and sell and make money. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is a mist that appears for a little while, then it disappears. Instead, you should say, it is pleases the Lord, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you are proud. You brag about it. That kind of bragging is evil. So, when you know the good things you should do and don't do them, you sin. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. As we worship you today, Lord, from morning, when we open our eyes, we ask him for your guidance. We ask him for your presence in our life. Thank you for this worship time. You anoint it. You touch our heart. You prepare our heart to hear your voice, to listen to you. Speak to our heart, Lord, and fill us with your joy and peace. We love you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. About 2 months ago, I had my daily devotion. As a Christian, we need to stay close to God, especially in these days. And I remember I had devotional time with my wife together, and we just sit, have our coffee and reading Word of God and praying. And when I read this time, these verses, God really touched my heart. And I shared with my wife. I said, if it's okay to share with you, I know I'm interrupting you. I know you have your time, but if it's okay. She's very sweet all the time, said, yes, it's okay, no problem. And I shared these verses, and this is very important to listen to the voice of God, to hear his word every day talking to us. That's very important. Yes, this word maybe, Book of James, maybe about 2,000 years ago, write it down for us. but it's still working for me, and I know working for us. And exactly that time, I start and we talking, we praying. I said, "Do you know what? I don't know what's going to be happen in future for us. But let's pray for whatever we are planning." We start write some list and we pray for those things. And I supposed to be bring different message because Pastor Terry like 3 weeks ago told me. But I changed. Because my situation changed. Because I thought I came here for 1 year order, but I want to extend it another 2 years because in love with the family here and I want to be here. And but God's will different. I just got right now they are not extending. I may leave middle of the May and go back to probably California, my family's home. And I just remembered that just 2 months ago, these verses came. And that time I thought I'm going to stay here 2 more years. And that time this word is very really touched my heart and our heart. And we prayed. And today is approved for us. Like, we don't know we're going to be here. Whatever we planned, again, need to be changed. Because God wants to lead us different way. It is good to listen and to accept because you don't know what's going to happen future. And but the good things is if we stay in His Word, stay with relationship with Holy Spirit daily, He will never leave us because God promised us. Book of John 15:5-7, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If anyone remains joined to me, and I to him, he will bear a lot of fruit. You can't do anything without me. If anyone do not remain joined to me, he is like branch that is thrown away and dries up. Branches like those are picked up. They are thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain joined to me and my words remain in you, ask for anything, anything you wish, and it will be given to you." This is God's word. This is Lord's promises. And one thing, Christians, any Christians, without having relationship with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in his daily walk, impossible to live. Impossible. He may live, but you will find him or her in different places. And enemy, which is our flesh, Satan, his followers, they will be destroyed. I thought I share with you 4 steps if any Christian need to take to stay strong in hard time, in midst hard time coming to you, to everybody. Because Apostle Paul says, any person, any Christian, any believer will have hard time. We will not live without hard time. We will face the hard time. It is not like, okay, I'm coming Christian, everything is going to be good. Everything is going to come good because we are new creation in God. Our mind and our spirit, our thinking way is going to be changed. Nothing in the world can affect us. Just Lord Jesus, just Holy Spirit can lead us and affect us. And just we need Him. Because without Him, we are nothing. Prayer is the powerful weapon each Christian can have. First step of living in relationship, you need to have talk to God. Hear from God through His word. And He will reveal Himself to us. And His peace and comfort and blessing and everything you are looking for is coming through us. And nothing can stop us. Amen. Nothing can stop us. Doesn't matter. Because Jesus loves us. He's not going to leave us alone. Jesus' disciples see Him, He's raising dead, healing blind, doing a lot of miracles, and commanding nature, stop. And they didn't come to Him and ask Him, teach us how to do miracle. We do miracle. They ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. Because they saw Jesus going in the mountain, someplace in quiet, and taking time and coming, is coming different, doing a lot of stuff. John says, there is a lot of miracle in the book of John, the last verses. There is a lot of things Jesus did. There is no place we can write it down. That much. Nobody can stay against us if God with us. If we really feel with the Holy Spirit, if we really walk with the Holy Spirit, nothing can harm us. Because Jesus is with us. And any Christian, if their eyes be open and to see this, they will see something different. Every day. Doesn't matter where we're living, God is every place. In every moment and every time. I don't know, anybody knows, anybody here about George Mueller? He was born in 1805 and died 1898. 93 years he got timed, and he was an amazing man. If you just go read his story, he has a book, I think 3,000 page, and 30,000 prayer God answered. He was walking one day, and he saw two little kids, because he raised in that hard time, and God, I just asked God simple prayer, God, bless me to bless them, to take care of them. And God chose him. And God blessed him. Through him, more than 10,000 orphans, they be taken care of. God blessed him. God chose him. He will be honest with God. And God answered his prayer. I want to give you an example. He had an orphanage. And one day, there is no milk. And he went to start praying. started to pray and said, God, they are the kids. They can't understand. I don't have anything to meal to give it them. And he started praying. And what's happened? Somebody came, knocked the door. And he opened the door. He said, somebody from milk company. His truck is broke in front of his orphanage. And he said, can I use your phone or something? I can't call or something. He said, come. And anyway, he called or something. And they said, don't worry about the milk. Just drop those milk away. They are going to be bad. And he said, he knows God is a provide for him. He used that. He said, one night, we didn't have a bread. He started to pray for bread. And 12 o'clock, the bakery guy, he just got up and came, knocked the door. I can't sleep because God telling me, get up and do make it bread for them. You can't believe it. He never asked any money for anything. God is providing for him. That's amazing. It said he cared for 10,024 orphans in his life. And he inspired a different organization. And they went to take care of just 100,000 orphans through him, because of him. Because God, how use him. That's prayer habit, that's very powerful. If we really, really pray through the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God is going to bless. Amen. God is going to be answer to your prayers. Second thing is trust. One of the most difficult element is Christian life is trust. How can I trust, Lord? Maybe you have a good time right now, your finance good, your everything good, you're not feeling that. But when his time come, and it will come, and you will may have it many times, as you heard probably last week testimony from our dear brother Benny, like, when I did that, trust him, I know it is hard, but I did. And God bless me more. Very difficult to trust. But God promises. He's not kidding. His word is here written for us. Just we need to understand. We need to read. We need to think. We need to ask him work in our life through us. And George Mueller did the same thing. He denied himself. He trust God for everything and follow him. 1 Peter 5:7, very famous verses. It said, turn all your worries over to me, to him. He cares about you. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our place of safety. He gives us strength. He is always there to help us in time of trouble. In momentum of your trouble, if you just kneel down. If you ask God, help me. He said, he will help you. And he will. I was going to know my wife's family, parents, the first time we're going to meet each other and we're going to talk to each other. And I didn't know how can I speak to them. And I feel like, oh my goodness, they're going to question me or something. I just, can I go to the bathroom and come back? I went to the bathroom, but not to do something. I just went to pray. Because I said, Lord, I'm like Moses, I can't talk. Speak through me, please. And I prayed and I prayed and I make sure I filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's He's with me right now. I went back and I spoke. In the end, all of us, we cried and we hug each other, we pray. Because God is among us. Because you ask God, and God is willing to take care of you in any time. David says, I was young, God provide for me. I was be old, I know God is going to provide me. Anytime, God is providing. God will provide. We need just have, keep our relationship with Him. Especially it's us, as in people in the time after Old Testament, New Testament. Because the Old Testament, as everybody knows, not everybody have a Holy Spirit. But we have in Christ, because we ask, we have faith in Christ. Jesus died for our sins and raised from dead. He died for us because of our sins. He came in here because of our sins. And He raised from dead and His life. And just we have that faith of He is in control in our life. We will have that power. As He said, if I leave, I leave. It's better to leave, like Brother Daniel says in his worship time. Because He sent His dynamic to us. As Act 1:8 says, if we receive Holy Spirit, we're going to be witness. We're going to have that dynamic, that power. He's going to empower us to do for His kingdom. Amen. If we just be humble and be surrendered ourselves to Him. Philippians 4, chapter 4, 11 to 13 said, I am not, that's a Paul saying, I'm not saying that because I need anything, I have learned to be content no matter what happened to me. I know what it is, it's like not to have I need. I also know what it's like to have more than I need. I have learned the secret of being content no matter what happens. I am content whether I am well fed or hungry. I am content whether I have more than enough or not enough. I can do everything by the power of Christ. He gives me strength. Somebody said, happiness is God in God comes from seeing God revealed to us in the face of Jesus Christ through the scripture. If we take a time, He will be with us. We are new creation in Christ. We are not old person anymore. We are in Christ. And whatever Christ has, He has for us. Before be new creation, or the time of Old Testament, or before you receive Christ, you will see the Bible telling to the people, like Job, chapter 11, 7 to 9, if you read it, he says, nobody can understand God, depths of God, how much is far away, how much is long. We can open it, actually. Job 11, book of Job. Chapter 11, verse 7. Do you know how deep the mysteries of God are? Can you discover the limits of the mighty one's knowledge? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than the deepest grave. What can you know? They are longer than the earth. They are wider than the ocean. That much deep. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9. This is God says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, and your ways are not like my ways, announces the Lord. The heavens are higher than the earth, and my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. This is the God saying, and people didn't understand God. And he's telling, just read my word. Trust me. In Psalms 119:18, open my eyes so that I can see the wonderful truth in your law. Open my eyes. But just you know, this is the people, they didn't have Holy Spirit all the time. But for you and me, you can understand will of God if you trust Him. If you really be in Him. Let's go in New Testament and see one of the verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9 to 13. It is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has known what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has shown it to us through His Spirit. The Spirit understands all things. He understands even the deep things of God. Who can know the thoughts of another person? Only a person's own spirit can know them. In the same way, only the Spirit of God knows God's thoughts. We have not received the Spirit of the world. We have received the Spirit who is from God. The Spirit helps us understand what God has freely given us. That is what we speak today about. We don't use words, thoughts to us by people. We use words, thought to us by the Holy Spirit. We use the word of the Spirit to teach the truth of the Spirit. Verse 16. Who can ever know what is in the Lord's mind? Can anyone ever teach him? But we have the mind of Christ. Because we have mind of Christ, Christ living in us. If we let Christ lead us, that's not me, that's not you, that's Christ. He's going to reveal to you the Spirit of God, reveal to you what is God's will for you. We need to read our Bible. Because through having the time reading the Bible, we will understand the love of God. We will understand the character of God. George Mueller, he told in when he was 71 years old, he said he had read 100 times. And after that, he lived another 22 years. And probably he read another 20 times. 120. And how God powerfully worked through him. When we read the word of God by Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, you will understand God. What God thinking. Because Holy Spirit is going to take you in the depth, in the wide, in the every area. Job said, you can't understand. That much far away, you're going to be blind. But you are not blind because Christ, His light in you. Amen. And He take off the same time, the same way He took off the blindness of the Apostle Paul. He filled you with the Holy Spirit. He gave it His Holy Spirit. You can see through the light. And when you understand God, you will understand His direction. That's not easy until you have a time with the Holy Spirit. Because when I became Christian, I love prayer. I asked one of the servants, would you teach me how to pray? He said, go pray. Go have time with God and pray. Don't worry, whatever. Just speak to God. Pray and pray and pray and pray until you will see God is working you. Don't take just something somebody says. You're going to repeat that. You are not religious. We are Christian. It means relationship with God in all the time. All the time. So God, do you telling me to do this? You may hear that says, yes, do this or not. Because he will talk to you. He will tell you. It depends not just everybody, like anybody just like, no. If you have time with God, He will talk to you. If you don't have a time to God, you are not going to hear God. He may talk through the people, but if you want to hear God, you need to spend time with Him. If you want to know His voice, you need to have a time with Him. Because when He opens our eyes, our spiritual eyes, you will see different stuff, never heard, never seen. Amazing stuff. Like Pastor Terry one day said, I felt I go before the throne of God. He went over. He just said, wow, amazing. Just for himself, is revealed something. Maybe it's not revealed for you. But every person needs to do for himself. Because God's relationship with everybody is different. Like our fingerprint is different. Our relationship with God is also the same thing. Maybe God spoke to Moses through the bushes. He's not going to talk through the bushes to you. He's going to speak different way He wants. Or God heals different way. And it's not about like formula or the way I stand, the way I say, the way I jump or something is going to happen. No. It depends on how much you have time with God. And if God give you that gift, God is going to use you. Because He promised in His word. He gave it to you in His word in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13. Read that. If you ask, God will give you. On His time, in His way, I don't know. I'm not God. But just important to have time with Him. To understand. When we read God's word, how we know God is speaking to us? First, we need to know it is agreed with the rest of the Bible. Just not one verse taken, Pastor Terry or brother or sister, he said, hear this. No, you may misunderstood sometimes. You need to know all the Bible, this is agreed with Him, whatever you're saying. And another thing, it is agreed with the context, that these verses it doesn't make sense in this context, whatever you're saying, it is matching with this or not. Because you can't just take a some verse and tell, okay, God says this. Like Jesus said, if you are not eating my flesh and blood, you will not go to heaven or something like that. And you say, okay, Pharisees or Jewish people, they didn't understand. He said, he's crazy. He's telling us, come eat his body and blood and you will not go to heaven or something. You can have a life. But when you're reading, you understand he's not means like that. That reason they not understand him. If, for example, if we read, open the book of Mark, chapter 8. Verse 22. Jesus and his disciples came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man. They begged Jesus to touch him. He looked the blind man by the hand. Then he led him outside the village. He spit on in the man's eyes and put his hands on him. Do you see anything? Jesus asked. The man looked up. He said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened so that he could see again. He saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home or something like that. What we can understand this from these verses? Oops, I mistake. I put my hand again. Jesus' mistake. He opened his eyes and he see people like trees first. And he put again. God can't say oops. Can? Can God say oops, I mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to do it again. No. When you go read the Word of God, when we understand the Word of God, we can understand the Holy Spirit what is saying here to us. The trees, when he saw, when you're reading the Word of God, rest of the Word of God, I can give you many verses. Trees is a righteous man, spiritual. Jesus opened for his spirit, become a spiritual man, and opened his eyes to see the people, flesh. Healing, first spiritual healing, second physical healing. If you go read the Old Testament, he said he is in like olive tree in the middle of the temple or something. He's just saying different like trees or plants or something. It's not about trees. He's telling righteous. He's a righteous man. He's talking about the spiritual person. God wants for just first open our eyes to see his word, to understand his word. And after that, you can physically also healed. That's God, for God is very important to everybody saved in this world. As Word of God says, he doesn't want anybody be vanished or, you know, he wants everybody have salvation. Father provided for us this salvation, this gift, heavenly gift. We received it and we can understand. We go back the time of Adam and Eve had with God. Relationship every day, moment by moment. And the Holy Spirit is part. It's just we testing that until the day we're going to go in heaven and we will see again. The next thing is faith. Because when you pray, when you trust, your faith is going to raise. Faith is something you're not seeing. You don't know tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But you know God is with us. I remember one day, I was very desperate. Because it could be happened. Every Christian life, person, everybody can have this experience. Have a hard time. And I said, where are you, God? Are you here? Are you listening to me? Like Jesus said. And do you know what? God spoke to me, just go grab your book. I didn't understand. I just grabbed my book and I started reading. I never forgot that this, because you're going to have a lot of experience with God. He's going to make you cry. I was that time in devotional life in Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 6, God spoke to me. Without faith, it isn't possible to please God. Those who come to God must believe that He exists. And they must believe that He rewards those who look to Him. And I'm sorry, Lord. I forgot You exist all the time. You are watching me. I started crying. I said, sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. So sorry. I'm very selfish. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. Just God spoke to me exactly that time. He didn't let me go one day. And God wants to have that kind of relationship. Do you understand? He's your Father. He's with you. He's not going to leave you alone. In hard time, He's walking with you. Just you need to trust Him. Just you need to pray. Just you need to ask Him. The last part is knowing that God is in control. Knowing God's will. If we read the Word of God, we all can understand that Word of God rooted in us, in our heart, and wrote it to in our heart, as He said, in the end of time, my Word is in your heart. He's going to... You will feel that after you walk in with God. And you will understand God's sovereignty. God is in control. Just you trust Him, have a faith on Him with the pray, because you need to hear Word of God. Your faith is grow, because Word of God can make you grow. If you've been hungry, you will go eat food. And Jesus said in book of Luke chapter 4, This is not food just eating. This is the food of the Spirit. If you're not rereading the Word of God, we will feel lack of God. We will feel horrible. You will feel down. If we have time with God, if we pray and kneel down and ask Him to come and your presence, I want to see that, He will show up. Not the way you want. Like you said, you come into church not to say, oh, what kind of worship or what kind of preaching. You're coming for God. You're not coming for entertainment. You're coming to bless God, bless one another. You already in the week, through the week, you have a lot of experience. You have a lot of God talking to you, and you want to come share here. You want to say, thank you, God. For my family, for my friends, for my children. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand you. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, announces the Lord. I want you to enjoy success. I do not plan to harm you. I will give you hope for the years to come. Genesis 32:12, but you have said, and that's Abraham saying, but you have said, I will certainly give you success. Another version says, but you said, I will surely do you good. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. He appointed them to be saved in keeping with His purpose. God planned that those He had chosen would become like His Son. This is the thing God wants. He wants, we have that experience, take that experience, the painful time, because the Word of God said, in painful time, sorrow time, God's close to you. God wants you to experience Him in that time. And He uses in your life, and you use for people's life, because you taste it, and you see how much God is have a sweet taste. Like He said, His word sweeter than honey. Because you understand, oh, meditate. You feel. You are not a religious person. You are the person God called you. You are my child. I called you. He gave us mission to do. Before we know ourselves, before we know who we are, He knows who you are. And He chose you. Just you need to follow Him. You need to stand with Him. Have a faith on Him. Pray. Speak to God. And let God speak to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, Paul says, give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father who gives tender love. All comfort comes from Him. He comforts us in all our troubles. Now we can comfort others when they are in trouble. We ourselves have received comfort from God. This is God is speaking to us. Matthew 6:33-34. But put God's kingdom first. Do what He wants you to do. Then all of those things will also be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Does this make sense? I don't know where are you in the relationship with God. But I know I need every day. I don't know if this word is making sense for you or not, but it's making sense for me. And I hope, and I pray, Holy Spirit revealed to each one of us. And God have an encounter with each one of us. Holy Spirit spoke to each one of us and used us for His kingdom. Let everybody stand. And pray. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we worship You. We thank You. We thank You, Your presence here. We thank You for not leaving us alone. We thank You for you thinking for us. You want us to live free, in peace, in comfort. You want us to be happy, joyful, and be seeing joy in the Lord from our heart, in His Spirit. Lord, open our heart and our eyes to understand You every day more and more. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving us. Thank You for dying for our sins. Thank You for becoming humble, came in flesh and died for us. Thank You for being an example for us and teaching us how to be, follow You, Your step. Just look at You. Walk on the trouble, all kind of trouble. Like a Peter walk on the ocean. Just look at You. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. I pray, Lord, You spoke to people in here. Those people in different needs. They are looking for. I pray You, Lord, You spoke to them. You comfort them. You bring the peace in their heart. And You direct them, Lord. And You show Your glory to them, Lord. I pray those people here, they have a pain. Losing job. Losing family member. In having trouble in relationship. Feeling sick. Anything, Lord. You said, come and ask Me. We praise Your name. If anybody in here, he doesn't know Jesus as a Savior and Lord. And the thing I spoke just, if anybody wants, never have this experience, just please, just raise your hand. I can pray for you. Also, I pray for each person is here. He wants to have encounter with God. Just raise your hand. Just say, Lord, I want. And open your heart. Lord Jesus, bless each person is here. And You know the needs of each person. Please, Lord, bring comfort. Bring peace. Speak to them. Lord, I pray You empower them by the Holy Spirit. And let them have an experience of Your power. Let them, You open their eyes to see something they never heard or they never see. Your wonder. And everything change in their life. Because thus only changes come through You, Holy Spirit. Nobody can change anybody else. Just You can change us, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.